things he wants to see.
A real trial, one that provides justice and honest transparency, includes witnesses and documents. That's very simple.
He tells me among the witnesses he'd like to call, John Bolton and Mick Mulvaney.
These are a couple of critical witnesses who go to the very heart of whether the president tried to engage a foreign government for his political purposes within our own election process, and whether the president purposely obstructed Congress in a way so that they wouldn't have the information.
He says one thing that should be avoided is making the impeachment trial a political show. In Newark, Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has backed out of scheduled testimony about Iran tomorrow on Capitol Hill.
Pompeo was invited to appear before the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, but notified Chairman Elliott Engel that he would decline the invitation. The committee had called Pompeo to testify as members of Congress pushed President Trump's administration for more information about the killing of top Iranian military commander Qasem Soleimani. In a statement, Engel says he's disappointed and frustrated that Pompeo won't appear, saying each day brings new questions about the death of Soleimani. The State Department has not commented. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Iranian riot police have fired tear gas and live rounds at protesters upset with the Iranian regime over the downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet. Tehran's police chief denies that officers fired live rounds.
5:41 on the WCBS Afternoon Roundup.
The new year is here, and I found the perfect way to shake up our shopping routine. It's Walmart's grocery pickup and delivery.
Oh, yeah?
We get the same prices as in-store, but at Walmart, they do the shopping for you.
So it's like a shopping shortcut.
A fairy grocery mother who just shops her grocery list so hard.
A secret sauce that makes running errands a cakewalk.
A life hack that hacks your life to get more life out of life.
Nice.
Use code WOWFRESH and get $10 off your first grocery pickup or delivery today. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Delivery fee applies. Delivery available in select markets. First order only. $50 minimum. Expires March 31st, 2020. Restrictions apply.
At Westin Hotels and Resorts, our entire reason for being is your well-being. Which is why our wellness offerings are curated with one thing in mind. You. An Eat Well menu crafted with fresh ingredients. An on-demand fitness gear lending program that allows you to pack light and stay fit. And our heavenly bed that helps you conquer the day by giving you a restful night. All of it just for you. So you can rise. Explore at Westin.com, a member of Marriott Bonvoy.
5:42 at WCBS. Rich Ackerman, it takes a pretty big sports story to knock college football's championship game off the top headline.
Absolutely, not to mention the divisional playoffs yesterday, but Major League Baseball found a way to do it today, and boy, a couple of blockbusters. First, Rob Manfred following through on his promise to be harsh for anyone caught cheating, and today the Astros GM Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch were both suspended for the season for electronically stealing signs back in 2017, and then in another bombshell, owner Jim Crane announced the two would be dismissed for not taking care of the matter and putting the team at risk. The team also lost its first and second round draft picks over the next 2 years and was fined $5 million. No players were suspended. Former bench coach Alex Cora's penalty is yet to be determined. That will come after Major League Baseball concludes its investigation of the 2018 Red Sox, who were also accused of sign stealing as well. In the meantime, college football's national championship takes place tonight with LSU meeting Clemson, which is looking for its third title in 4 years. The Rangers and Islanders face off at the Garden tonight as well. Sports first at 12 and 42 past every hour. I'm Rich Ackerman.
I was 16, a budding athlete. Father Mike took notice. He said, "Let's start a youth group," handed me a beer, complimented my physique, and told me I was a leader. But he pretended to be concerned about my health and had to examine me. In 1980, nobody spoke of these situations. Today, that's not the case. I'm attorney Paul Barr. New laws in New York and New Jersey extend the time period survivors of childhood sexual abuse can seek justice. But that window can be short for some. Predators hide behind big religious or educational institutions, and Phillips and Pallicelli is ready to hold them accountable. The clergy, school districts, hospitals. Were you abused? Now is the time to file a lawsuit, regardless of the time elapsed. I was a victim. I know what it's like. A lawyer at Phillips and Pallicelli will take your call between 8 a.m. and midnight every day. 1-877-8-ABUSED. That's 1-877-8-ABUSED. 1-877-8-ABUSED. It's time for justice.
The countdown for having health coverage in 2020 has begun, and you only have until January 31st to choose a qualified health plan. Call Fidelis Care today at 1-888-FIDELIS, TTY711, or visit FidelisCare.org to learn more about applying for health insurance, including Medicaid, Child Health Plus, Essential Plan, and qualified health plans through New York State of Health, the official health plan marketplace. Visit www.nystateofhealth.ny.gov or call 1-855-355-5777.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
I'm Steve Scott.
I'm Michael Wallace. Three things to know at 5:45.
1, 2, and 3 trains are running normally again after the water main break at Lincoln Center, but the city says it will take several days to clean up the streets and sidewalks in that area.
2, the couple who killed 3 people at a kosher supermarket in Jersey City last month had also killed a Jewish Uber driver in Bayonne and were planning an attack on a Jewish community center in Bayonne.
And 3, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is the latest Democratic candidate to drop out of the presidential race. On our newsline is Sabrina Singh.